When we look at the Apostles' Creed, it's clear that it addresses more teachings than just the Trinity. What are the logical relationships among the various systematic teachings of the Creed? How do they all fit together?
The wonderful thing about the Apostles' Creed is that it gives us such a summary of Christian doctrine. We start with the fatherhood of God and end up with a life everlasting. But you know, between that, there are all these points of doctrine that are so important to us. Everything from the virgin conception of Christ to his atoning death to the reality, the fellowship of the saints, it's all in there. But let's remember something. It's there in the form of a story. It's not just there as a group of, say, doctrines that were thrown into a bag. It's a story that we can remember at every point of our lives. We start out with the story of Jesus. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who, and there follows the story of the gospel. It's just a reminder to us that the gospel itself is indeed truth, the most precious truth we can possibly know. But it too is a story. It's a story about God's love for us, and his love for us in Christ, and all that brings to us. You know, these precious truths are so important to us, and thinking of the Creed as a creed is very important because I find it so moving in my heart to realize I'm saying what Christians through the centuries have said. I'm believing what all true believers throughout all the generations have said. I am believing what men and women eventually from every tongue and tribe and people and nation will say. And you know, when we say these things, we're not only going to be saying just isolated points of doctrine we know to be true, we're going to be telling a story together. I think that's really important.